This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for, yikes, we're getting on the tail end of October here.
I don't know how already.
I know. Everybody's been complaining about how fast it's disappeared.
It has, though.
It works that way every year, though.
Yeah.
It's just like we were joking on the air the other morning. I said, my goodness, it's just all of a sudden October is gone. The day is zipping by. The weeks are going by so fast. I think next Thursday is Christmas already.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything's just disappearing so quickly. Have you started your Christmas shopping?
Of course not.
Well, you're going to be having a baby here in early December.
So I do have to start Christmas shopping early this year.
So yeah, you're
I say every year I'm going to, and I don't, but this
your time's
going to be,
be kind of planned
limited and,
by someone else now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea? You don't have a choice now, but do you like the idea of having a baby at that time of the year?
Yeah, it'll be nice.
At least it's not going to be near Christmas.
Yeah, I just hope too far into December, I would be nervous about the weather and, you know, trying to get to the hospital and everything, but should be okay early December, I'm hoping.
I'd be nervous about everything at this point.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, it's just with all the other stuff going on, you almost have to, you know, you just, it just seems like there's so much to do.
Yeah,
so little time to get everything done. And you've had a baby shower now.
Yes.
And some cool stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day, too, in the office, some of the cool things and stuff. Handmade stuff. You know, that's what's kind of neat, though. It's not just the store-bought stuff. It's all neat because you need a lot of things.
Right.
Especially when it's your first.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you have nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Including any idea what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, too, when you get folks that do handmade things and, and make stuff.
It's incredible.
That'll be family heirlooms and stuff like that.
Yep, it's something you can pass down. Yeah, it'll be really nice.
So you actually do have friends then?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, can you believe it?
That's good to know. People that actually
do have a very
care.
Handy woodman who likes to work with wood. So
well, that's good.
Got lucky there.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, little baby boy Linford is going to miss out on Halloween this year.
Yeah.
Well, at least we hope he is.
Yeah.
If he's here by Halloween, you got another problem to deal with. But he's not gonna get a chance to get out for his first Halloween here for another year, but a lot of folks will. You got any memories at all from Halloween? Was that a big deal at all for you guys and your family?
Living on the country, it's a little different trick-or-treating. You kind of go to the houses that you know. People live in the country and then maybe a few in town. Growing up, you know, we do the houses, our neighbors and the people we knew in the country. And then in the Lyman where my grandma lived, we went to all the houses there and that's kind of it. I mean, even though we went to Griswold, we never really went into Griswold. I do remember one year with that snowstorm, though. That really put a damper on Halloween.
The snowstorm?
Yeah. School was canceled. You didn't have school for like a week.
Was that the ice storm?
Or the ice storm,
was that
90, same thing.
The 91?
Yeah.
When were you born? I can't remember now.
81.
You were born in 81. Okay,
yep.
So you were a young lad or a young, young girl in high school, in grade school at that time. She was a smart girl.
I remember that.
Oh, a lot of us do.
We pile like tons and tons of blankets on each other and just jump on each other. And couldn't feel it though, but.
And that was actually on Halloween night, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a rotten night.
Yeah.
And then a rotten couple of weeks following, quite frankly.
Yeah, especially out in the country. It takes a while for electricity to get back on at your place.
Yeah, and I bet that'll be probably the one that you'll remember most over the years, too. You were old enough to remember all that kind of stuff. But, and that's kind of the way it goes, though, with things like that. You know, we've talked about that many times, that, you know, brides go out of their way and just drive themselves batty to make sure. Get to see how I worked in batty during Halloween? But
nice.
they work themselves just off the wall trying to make sure everything goes perfectly on their wedding day. But if everything goes perfectly, people don't remember.
Don't remember
it.
Yeah.
They remember the goofy things, the wacky things, the mistakes and things. That's what people remember.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that, I suppose, with Halloween or anything else, too. You know, gee whiz, did you ever do anything unique? Well, you know, I remember what we did every year. We went out trick-or-treat. And the same with us. I was in town. I grew up in Dubuque, and I was in town. So we trick-or-treated around our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we would go out to my grandparents' homes, we'd stop by each of those places. They'd have some stuff for us, and in some cases, trick-or-treat some of the houses around there. And then we had a couple aunts and uncles and things that we would visit, some other relatives.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do a little bit of that, too, and kind of hit some of the area around there. But, you know, really, one Halloween just kind of lumps into all the other Halloweens. Except there was one incident that happened that I do recall, and it happened to me, of all things, but and it's odd because people, half the time, they don't believe it when you tell them a story because it's just too ironic. But but we actually did. We had a relative that we went to. We had to walk through. They wanted us to come through the back of the house, and the back of the house had kind of this, I don't know how to describe it. It was kind of like a long walkway type
mm-hmm.
thing
on
that you
hallway
had,
or
the, yeah,
something
kind of like
kinda,
an
yeah.
outdoor hallway type thing to get up to the door, and it was dark, and they had the light off,
Ooh, very
and
creepy.
yeah, and so we're walking up, and so we're all joking about it. Gee, we hope there's nothing going to attack us or anything, and all of a sudden here come a couple of bats as we're walking
Oh.
down. Now we were little children at the time.
Yeah.
I was probably maybe 8 or 9 years old, is all. But, you know, so at that point, you're afraid of all
Well,
that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Anyway, you're jumping at everything that happens. And we actually did have bats, and they came down. And, you know, for a while, we had these wacky stories about how, yeah, they pulled our hair and everything. Well, then Mom kind of set us straight. That was our imagination running wild with
None
us
of
at
that
that particular time.
happened.
No, afterward, years later, Mom's like, no, that never really happened. What happened? There were a couple of bats floating around, and everybody just kind of ducks, you know, and nobody wants to get in the way. And
Yeah.
but no, it didn't pull anybody's hair or do anything, you know, thing like that. They just
Didn't
came
bite you or
out and they, yeah, and they
anything.
were in a confined space, and eventually they just out they went,
Yeah.
and you know, we went about our business. So, but at the time, you know, your imagination's running wild with you because you're a little kid
Well,
and
yeah.
you're in kind of a, I guess you could call it a stressful situation,
Yeah.
that type of thing. So, yeah, other than that, you know, Halloween was always pretty pedestrian.
Yeah.
You know, just go out and have fun, be safe, and do all the things you
Get
want to
lots of
do.
candy.
Of all the costumes you had, I assume you had a costume every year.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite?
I know for a while, me and my sisters, I think me and my older sister, were punk rockers for a while because, like, you know, spray paint your hair. Well, not spray paint, you know, but color your hair and the huge makeup and everything. I think I was that for a few years. Let's see, what else was I?
Mom must have been proud.
I know I was She-Ra one year.
Who?
She-Ra, there's He-Man and She-Ra. No, it's a cartoon character.
Oh, okay.
See,
if
I was
it's
a
not
clown.
Bugs Bunny and Daffy
No.
Duck, I don't know it.
I think one of the more, my older sister came up with one. I was the number one plumber one year. That was kind of a little fun one. Had the hat and gloves, work gloves and flannel. I was ready for it.
And this year you're masquerading as a pregnant
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Big pumpkin, I guess. I don't know.
There you go. Just paint a pumpkin on the belly.
Yeah.
And away you go. Big T-shirt. You know, the only, I don't really remember too many costumes over the years. Some of the costumes were purchased.
Right.
Which those, you know, that's fine. But they're not near as much fun.
Yeah.
You know, if you get, remember the old plastic masks and stuff we would
Oh, yeah.
wear, and then the, whatever the costume was that came with, you know, whatever it
the
was.
The vinyl,
but,
like plastic
yeah,
caper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, always afraid that you'd catch a candle and we'll all go up in flames, but it's not like that anymore,
No.
thankfully. But the only costume that I really remember over the years for Halloween that really stuck in my mind was a bat.
Oh, really?
Costume. Well, it was because Mom and I made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, we just made it. We took a white bed sheet and we dyed it black.
Yeah.
Actually had to go through the dyeing process. We dyed it black and she made me help out. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. But,
right.
But she helped out along the way. She made me help, really. She did the work and she made me help because she wanted me to take some ownership in
mm-hmm.
it. But, you know, we cut it out and stuff and we made the little hood and whatever else. It wasn't a Batman costume. It was more like just like a bat.
Yeah.
And it was something I did when I was in Cub Scouts. Because I remember we had a costume contest, but you had to make a costume. So that was the one year that I did that, and so I made the this costume. So when I go out and I'd spread my wings out and
yeah.
have this bat, you know, and it just kind of, you know, it was a bat, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But it wasn't anything terribly fancy, but it was something that I made.
Right.
You know,
was this before or after your bat experience?
That would have been. let me think. That would have been pretty close to about
yeah.
the same time, actually. It might have been the next year, quite frankly.
Got a good idea
that
from
that might
year.
Have been where I got the idea, now that I think about
yeah.
it. Yeah, that's good. You're diving into my childhood. What are you, a psychiatrist now?
No.
But yeah, that was the one time. And I wore it one year, and then I think all of my brothers wore it at
wore
some
it
particular
after,
time, because there was no sense in, you know,
well,
just
yeah.
throwing
Reuse
it away
it.
Right away. So yeah, it worked out nice. It was, you know, it was comfortable. It was easy, and you could wear a heavy coat underneath it if you had to.
You know, that's always important.
That was always the hardest part about Halloween, because you never knew when you were trying to plan for a costume, even if you're just going to buy one,
mm-hmm.
what the weather's going to be like. And the last thing you want is to dress up.
In your snowsuit. And
yeah, and
be
then
all
have
covered.
To wear a big heavy coat over your costume. That's no good.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's just not that much fun. You know, we always dressed up like pretty simple thing. Football player, we had football helmets, so we always, you know, we'd dress up like a football player or, you know, do something along those lines and stuff. So it was never anything real terribly fancy, but yeah, that bat costume. I bet that's still in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
I bet it's folded up someplace, still kept. That's getting old now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, fun stuff. I'm sure everybody has a few memories here and there. I do have a few things here about Halloween, though, we could probably throw in here real quick. As far as trick-or-treating goes, the hours for trick-or-treating this year have been set for Anita. It's going to be on Sunday, October 30th. That's not Halloween.
No.
But it is going to be Sunday, October 30th, from 4 to 6:30 p.m., and the trick-or-treating will also be held at the Colonial Manor from 3 to 4 that afternoon. Hot dogs and soup will be served at the fire station at 5, with a costume contest at 7 o'clock as well. That's in Anita. Also, the City of Adair is going to have Halloween trick-or-treating on Sunday, October 30th. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. Casey, here you go. They're doing it right. Halloween is Halloween. Monday, October 31st is when they'll be trick-or-treating in Casey, and that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m., and there'll be a Halloween party from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Casey Community Building. The Casey Service Club is sponsoring that, so they'll be doing their trick-or-treating on Monday, October 31st. Now, also, there's a Halloween costume party that's planned at the Adair Community Center for kids of all ages. Now, this is coming up on Friday, October 28th. So it's coming up this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. And again, that's at the Adair Community Center. They'll have games, food, prizes, lots of stuff going on. The Adair Chamber of Commerce and St. Gregory's Retreat Center are sponsoring that event. So again, that's Friday, October 28th, 5 to 8 p.m. for kids of all ages at the Adair Community Center. And lots of things happening there. So some good stuff going on for the for Halloween. Hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that, especially if you have young kids. Halloween's not that big a deal for most of us as we get older. But for those that have children, you probably haven't celebrated Halloween in a few years.
No,
starting next
I've dressed
year,
up, actually. But
starting next year, you will again.
Yeah.
It'll be a big deal.
Well, here's one more than though with the trick-or-treating on October 31st. There's a trunk-or-treat at Zion Lutheran, and that's from 5 to 7 in their parking lot.
Okay, that's here in town?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, a lot more stuff going on. A lot of the communities feel the need to set trick-or-treat days and times and things. We never did that when we were kids. Trick-or-treating is
Halloween.
As soon as it gets dark on Halloween, it was easy. I mean, I didn't need anybody to tell me that.
Yeah.
But some of the communities around, they feel the need to set dates and times and stuff. So you might want to look out for those kinds of things. Locally, we have a few of these here in-house, but not a lot of those. So do look for that, and make sure if you want to participate as a provider of all those yummy treats that you do have your
porch light on.
Or yard light or some sort of a light on. Maybe if you don't have anything outside, just turn on the light just directly inside the door there so folks know there's somebody home that they know that you're participating. Well, that's the Halloween stuff. I do have some more Halloween stuff, but we'll save this for a little bit later on here this program. I've got some things on food safety and stuff, too, for Halloween, but we'll talk about that in a bit. First, I know you've got a whole list of things to talk about there.
As always, the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, they're hosting a big band harvest dance. That's from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Agri Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds, and that will be held on Sunday, October 23rd. Tickets are $15 for adults and then $7.50 for students, and that will include your dinner and door prizes along with live music from the Wailing Big Band. And you can get your tickets at the door the night of the dance, or you can also get them in advance at Audubon Medicap and Pomida Pharmacies, Elkhorn Pharmacy, Exira Medical Clinic, and the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. The doors then will open at 5:30 and the band starts at 6. That's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance from 6 to 10 at the Agri Hall on October 23rd. Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar will be held on October 23rd from 11 to 1:30. Doors open at 9. Homemade dinner includes roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, glazed carrots, rolls, salads, and desserts. Cost is $9 for adults, $3 for children 6 through 12, and children 5 and under are free. They do have takeouts available, and also at the bazaar they'll have the bake sale, a sewing circle sales, and quilt chances and general store. That's Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar on October 23rd, and that is from 11 to 1:30. The Adair County Heritage Museum, they're having a chicken and biscuit dinner with vegetables and dessert on October 23rd from 11 to 1. It's $8 for adults, and then $5 for children 5 through 12, and then children under 5 are free. It's Adair County Heritage Museum chicken and biscuit dinner on October 23rd from 11 to 1. A fall festival at the Allen House in Atlantic will be held on October 23rd, and that starts at 2. Bob and Sheila Everhart will be performing, and they'll also have refreshments provided. That's a fall festival at the Allen House on October 23rd at 2 p.m. The Cass County Memorial Hospital is offering community blood screenings for people ages 18 and over. The screenings will be held in the Cass County Memorial Hospital atrium from 7 to 9 a.m. on October 24th, 27th, and 28th. You can make your appointments by logging on to CassCountyClinics.com or by calling 243-7475. That's the Cass County Memorial Hospital blood screenings on October 24th, 27th, and 28th, and that is from 7 to 9. A Postal Service meeting will be held in Wyota on October 24th. That's at 5:15 at the Community Center, and then also in Brayton, they will have one at the Brayton Town Hall at 7:15, also on October 24th. Exira Lutheran Church is having a Staley's Chicken and Dinner on October 26th. Their serving is from 5 to 7:30, and they have carryouts available from 4:30 to 5:30. 12 years to adult is $8.50, and children 12 and under are $5.50, and preschoolers are free. A dinner includes chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, rolls, a selection of salads and desserts. And it says, shout-outs may call for delivery after 2 p.m. on October 26th. That's Exira Lutheran Church's Staley's Chicken Dinner on October 26th, and that's from 5 to 7:30. Wyota Methodist Church's fall auction will be held on October 26th, and that starts at 5. They will be serving beef burgers and brats, hot dogs, chips, and bars. They'll then have an auction that will start at 6 that will have baked goods, apples, honey, blankets, table toppers, tea towels, pillowcases, and much more. That's Wyota Methodist Church's fall auction on October 26th, and that starts at 5. Now, the Riverside School District's annual Fill the Food Pantry begins on October 26th, and that goes through November 4th. Now, the Oakland Methodist Church youth groups will be going around on October 26th in Oakland to collect items, and also in Carson on November 2nd. You can deliver your items or cash to any of the three district school buildings, or also to the Carson Community Center. The Grant Ole Opry will be held at the Grant Town Park on October 29th from 1 to 6. The Blue Tones, Rock and Country, Jim and Kathy Wymore, and guests will be performing. Admission is just $5, and there will also be a bonfire with a hot dog roast and marshmallows, chips, coffee, tea, and pop. Just bring your own lawn chairs. If you'd like more information on that, you can call Jim Wymore at 621-8026. That's the Grant Ole Opry in the Grant Town Park on October 29th from 1 to 6. The Atlantic Elks Lodge, they're having a Raise the Roof spaghetti supper and auction on October 29th. Supper will be held in the dining room from 6 to 8, and the auction will start shortly after 8 on the third floor. Everyone is welcome to attend. For more information on that, call 249-9745. That's Atlantic Elks Lodge Raise the Roof spaghetti supper and auction on October 29th, and that's from 6 to 8 in the dining room, and the auction starts shortly after 8.
That's it?
Whew. Yeah. For now.
Just at least got to take a breath for a while.
Yeah.
All right. We have more things, too, going on around the area that we can tell you about here. We'll do that right after we take this short break.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, more to talk about, so let's just go ahead and do that here right now. Got a few things coming up yet this week. In fact, this weekend here on Sunday, October 23rd, this Sunday, there is a baked potato bar that'll be held at the Exira Lutheran Church. That's from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it'll ask for a free will donation to the Audubon County Free Clinic and the Free Clinics of Iowa. So it's a baked potato bar. It's not like a candy bar, only it's baked potato. It's a baked potato bar. Those are fun, actually.
Yeah.
You can get pretty creative with those.
You can.
You ever do that at home for dinner?
Not at home, but at school, in high school, once in a while, I would go through the potato bar.
Mm-hmm. It's It's kind of good fun stuff.
Well,
I tell you, you can really make a mess with that stuff if you want to. And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Baked Potato Bar this Sunday, October 23rd, Exira Lutheran Church. Again, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'd hope to have you there. Also coming up this next week on Thursday, October 27th, the Nishna Valley Shrine and Auxiliary here in Atlantic will be sponsoring their chicken noodle dinner. That's homemade. Homemade, handmade, hand-dried chicken noodles. Not the chicken, just the noodles. But they have all that kind of fun stuff going on this Thursday, October 27th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. And they'll be serving, of course, chicken and noodles, potatoes, coleslaw, vegetables, roll, pie, and a drink. The cost is $8 for adults. It is $3.75 for children age 4 to 10 and free for children under age 4. They do have carryouts available, and you can call 249-3248 or 249-6961. I know you won't remember those numbers because I read them to you, but if you see the posters, they have them listed on there. If you'd like to get those carryouts, call those cell phone numbers. They also have available for sale homemade dry noodles, cooked chicken noodles, and mincemeat in both pints and quarts. Do you do mincemeat?
Honestly, I'm not even sure what that is.
I've never had it.
So I couldn't tell you on that.
Never had it. I've had plenty of the dry noodles and the cooked chicken and noodles in jars and stuff over the years at our house, too. We like to take some of that home with us. You know, they only do this a couple times a year, so you got to get your chicken and noodles fix in between those times.
Yeah.
All the proceeds, of course, go to help the Shrine Hospitals for Children. So when you do have a great meal, a great belly full, you're also helping out a great cause. So Nishna Valley Shrine and Auxiliary Chicken Noodle Dinner, again, Thursday, October 27th. It's at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. That's on 5th Street, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and they'd love to have you there. It's a really reasonable price for all you're getting, and you do get a lot. It's all up to you. Also coming up here very soon, the folks up at Elkhorn at the Danish Windmill, they're having their second annual charity fundraiser. It's also the Windmill Gala. It's November 5th at the Kimbleton Town Hall. Residents, what they've done is they've found new and used chairs. When I say charity, it's spelled like a chair, okay? They've found new and used chairs that they'll auction off at the event, and they've kind of dusted them up a little bit. They're old and new, and be rocking chairs, stools, outdoor chairs, dining chairs, all kinds of different chairs. But they're accepting donated chairs there at the Windmill, too. And they're painting them up, decorating them with different themes, accessorizing them, all kinds of different types of things like that. Tickets for the gala can be purchased at the Danish Windmill and at the Shelby County State Bank in Elkhorn. A Danish dinner will be served after the auction and the program. And proceeds from the auction will be used for windmill improvements and to help the funding of the Windmill Endowment. So, again, that event coming up on November the 5th. This is a little further down the road, but still, we got to throw it in there. It's getting close to time to deck the Agri Hall. Must be getting to Christmas already. That's planned for November 19th through the 20th. Friends of the Fair and the ISU Extension and Outreach are hosting their 7th annual Deck the Agri Hall, and that, again, is the 19th and 20th of November at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. It's a joint fundraiser for the groups that includes a Christmas tree walk and displays of holiday collections, along with a variety of food choices as well. There'll be an outdoor display area also, so if groups want to set up outside, they can do that. Admission is just a free will donation each day, with the proceeds used for fairgrounds improvement and the Audubon County 4-H program. Now, Saturday, November 19th will include soup, sandwich, and dessert served from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then from 2 to 5 p.m., dessert and beverage will be available. Sunday, November 20th, it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with soup, sandwich, and dessert on the menu. So if you'd like to know more, get a hold of the folks up at the Audubon County Extension Office. They can share more with you about that. Also, we still have more time for you to check out the St. John's Bible Prints at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic, and that is going on through the month of October, so you have about another week to do that. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sundays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., or you can also go by appointment other times by calling the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish office at 243-4721. Chance to see some of that handmade stuff there. Also, the American in Elkhorn is sponsoring an event coming up on Veterans Day, November 11th at 4:30. Now, what they're doing right now is they're collecting donations to put together care packages is really what it is. That's why they call it the they're calling it a care package event. So it's Operation Care Pack. They're looking for all kinds of different things. I've got a whole list here. It's just from food, snacks, and beverages and things that they can ship overseas to toiletries, other miscellaneous types things. Drop them off at the Dana at the American in Elkhorn before the 10th of November, and then at 4:30 on November 11th, they'll be getting together with a bunch of volunteers to put them together in care packages so they can be shipped off. Now, if you'd like to donate money, it costs $13 to ship each box. So if you'd like to donate $13 increments, they'd love to have that, too, to help with to offset some of the costs there, too. But trying to remember the troops and show them how much we care back home during the holidays. It's great to get those care packages. So hope you can help them out, too. That's all I have right there for that stuff. You got, I see you got a big stack of birthdays.
Yeah,
there.
I do. I would like to wish a happy 80th birthday to Rhoda Kellaway. They're celebrating her birthday with an open house at the Anita Community Center on October 23rd from 1 to 4. Celebrate Rhoda's 80th birthday. It's sponsored by her children, Paula, Warren, Kirk, and Joe. They're asking you to stop by, wish her a happy birthday, and enjoy some refreshments. And they're asking for no gifts, please. So happy birthday, happy 80th birthday to Rhoda Kellaway, celebrating an open house in Anita at the Anita Community Center on Sunday, October 23rd from 1 to 4. Happy 90th birthday to Earl Miller. They're celebrating with an open house in honor of his 90th birthday on Sunday, October 30th from 2 to 4. And that will be at the Heritage House Recreation Room. You can either send him a card to 1200 Brookridge Circle, apartment 508 in Atlantic 50022. Again, happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Earl Miller, celebrating his 90th birthday with an open house on Sunday, October 30th from 2 to 4 at the Heritage House Recreation Room. And Jack DeWolf will be celebrating his 90th birthday on Saturday, November 5th. They'll have an open house for him at the Heritage House from 2 to 4. Happy birthday to Jack DeWolf, celebrating his 90th birthday on Saturday, November 5th with an open house at the Heritage House from 2 to 4. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Joyce Jorgensen on October 27th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Glenn Peterson on October 25th. And also to George Matheson on October 29th.
Okay. Very good. And I don't have any anniversaries over here on my side of the table. And we don't have any babies to tell you about either. So I suppose that's all we have for that. Just a couple of quick things about Halloween food safety I want to throw in, too, as you're getting things prepared. Bacteria is always a big issue anytime you're getting things together. So make sure you don't leave any perishable goodies out for more than 2 hours at room temperature. And watch for that cider, too. Folks like to have cider. Make sure you're using pasteurized so that you don't have any issues come up there with any bacteria. E. coli is not a good thing to be talking about at the holidays.
No.
And make sure if you have foods that are chilled, make sure you keep them in the refrigerator until you want to serve them. Don't leave them out for long periods of time. Maybe you can take the lids off some of those things and turn them over upside down, put ice in them, and set the tray on it to keep them chilly a little bit longer if you're going to leave them sit outside. And when you're whipping up different Halloween treats that have eggs, uncooked eggs in them, like maybe cookie dough, things like that, don't taste it. Raw eggs are not ideal, so you want to be careful of that. Make sure you keep things clean, like your hands, your cleaning and cooking surfaces and things like that. Keep that bacteria away. It can creep up on you for not too long, so beware of those kinds of things. And make sure the kids and the adults, too, wash their hands before and after they chow down, especially if the kids are going to be going out doing their trick-or-treating things. You know, they're grabbing doorknobs and all kinds of things. So maybe make them scrub those hands down when they get back home, too, and make the kids eat dinner before they go out trick-or-treating.
Think it'll make them grab less candy?
Well, it'll certainly make them eat less while they're out running around. That's for sure. So, you know, that way they're not tempted too much because they're hungry. So do some of that. Make sure your child carries his or her medicines while they're out trick-or-treating in case there are any kind of reactions and things. You know, sometimes kids have peanut allergies and different types of things that can come up then. Make sure, you know, somebody needs to go with the young kids, especially trick-or-treating. If they're not old enough to go out with an adult, make sure somebody goes with them. And if they are old enough and they have any kind of food allergies, make sure someone that knows about that goes with them, too. And if your child will be collecting candy on Halloween, have something ready to trade for the candy that he or she can't eat so that they don't, you know, just completely pig out. And, you know, maybe some non-food items, you know, stickers or small toys, things like that might be good sometimes, too, just so they don't, you know, last thing you need is the kids coming home on that sugar high.
Yeah.
They never get to bed. Well, hope you have a good, safe weekend, and enjoy your time in the Nishna Valley. It's a pretty time right now. Lots of cool-looking leaves out there. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.